What up, fam? It's Alan Thomas, your Nubian scribe. Welcome to episode 2 of season 5, entitled, How We Really Got There, The Ugly Truth. But before I get into this episode, I want to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so that you know when new episodes are posted. And if you want to support this podcast, I really encourage you, to click on the website link in my podcast profile wherever you listen to podcasts. There you can purchase gear with my logo on it and books written by me. Now, to this episode, How We Really Got There, The Ugly Truth. Where is there? There is any place other than the motherland of Africa. Like the Euros the world over, it's hard to accept the ugly truths about our forefathers' actions related to slavery. And fam, if we want the Euros to do the same, we got to keep it 102. Now, take a deep breath. I know it's going to be hard and it's going to hurt like hell hearing what I got to say. But I got to keep it real with you. So here goes everything. Our forefathers and foremothers, i.e. great kings of Africa and queens of Africa, participated in the slave trade too. Not all of them, but enough that resulted in our kinfolk being displaced from the motherland. Why? You know that old adage in war, the victor gets the spoils? And regarding fam, it was their treasures, women, and children. They got taken by those kings and queens from the opposing tribes. Why not the men? Come on. Did you really ask that question? Men be damned. The children were used as servants, and women, well, you know. So now that that's out, what now? Not a doggone thing, except some reparations from those African countries who sold and traded our kinfolk to the Euros? Well, they got to pay up. That's just in my opinion. Forget the 40 acres and the use of a mule that was promised by the Euros in the U.S. I think a 40-ounce gold bar or a 40-carat diamond ring or a diamond period would be appropriate. With either of those, fam, we can buy more than 40 acres of land. We can even buy thoroughbred. At today's gold prices, 40 ounces of gold is about 80 stacks. That's $80,000. And a 40-carat flawless diamond can bring in millions of cake, i.e. millions of dollars, for those who don't know that lingo. In fact, the country of Ghana, which served as the jumping-off point for fam leaving the continent as Euro slaves, began offering lawful permanent residence to fam wanting to come back to the motherland. Maybe it was because they're trying to make things right, or right or wrong, I don't know, but it's a cool gesture. But we, who are descendants of those sent to Euro states, haven't heard a peep from those other offending African states. We waiting, y'all. What's up? And for my information and yours, you offer me, I'm talking to those African states, you offer me personally 40 acres of an active gold mine or diamond mine, I'm on the next flight out. Believe that. Now that I've exposed our dirty little secrets to the world, which the Euros already knew, now it's their turn to stop trying to hide theirs, which, by all accounts, is much larger than ours. You may be wondering how, really? Did you really ask that question? Although both participated in the slave trade, our forefathers didn't make proclamations about fam's rights upon enslavement, like the U.S. did in the preamble to its Declaration of Independence, which states the following. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, God, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, unless fam was created by someone other than God, fam had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, unless the year was believed or believed today that they were happy being enslaved. Fam, don't get it twisted. There are some folks out there who really believe that, like the governor of Florida education panel, which said fam benefited from slavery. Tell me, how did those who were beaten, raped, maimed, blinded, or castrated enjoy being forced to perform hard labor? See forced labor under those conditions as a benefit? The governor can dismiss me with that crap. He can't deny any of what I just said. And he said he didn't make any panel member or participate in the panel member's discussion or outcome or opinion. Well, he certainly didn't do anything to stop it. And he's still not rejecting what they said. He just said, I wasn't part of that process. Well, you started that, bro. But he certainly is not doing anything to educate people who want to erase what's in the books and what is factual today and in the past. Slavery was wrong. And it still is, the world over. The ugly truth about the Euro's forefathers' role and actions in the slave trade have to be discussed. Just like I just discussed our forefathers' role and actions in the slave trade. We all got to come clean. I just did. Why not the governor and those similarly thinking folks? Stop hiding from your forefathers' actions. We certainly aren't. And we're not ashamed to talk about it. You shouldn't be either. Doing so may relieve you of 400 plus years of conscious indifference towards black people. You may even feel more at ease and willing to teach your own children the truth about slavery, however ugly it is, as slavery is all of our truth to tell, which has nor had anything good about it. Let me say this. I am a proud American first and a descendant of Africa second. Just as other ethnicities are proud Americans first and descendants of possibly Europe, Asia, Latin America, or other places second. As a proud American, I'm reminded of the words of the great abolitionist, Frederick Douglass. He said, men talk of the Negro problem. There is no Negro problem. The problem is whether American people have loyalty enough, honor enough, patriotism enough to live up to their own constitution. We Negroes love our country. We fought for it. We ask only that we be treated as well as those who fought against it. Ouch. Yet profound and thought-provoking. In fact, in the dissenting Supreme Court opinion in Plessy versus Ferguson, and that was that court case that stated states can discriminate against black people based upon the color of their skin. You have one lone Supreme Court justice. His name was Justice John Marshall Harlan. He wrote, in view of the Constitution, in the eye of the law, there is in this country no superior, dominant, ruling class of citizens. There is no caste here. Our Constitution is colorblind and neither knows nor tolerate classes. Wow. That was a powerful yet true statement. Fam, there are a lot of people who don't look like us, who understand and appreciate what the Constitution of the United States of America says and guarantees black people under the 14th Amendment, just like Justice Harlan. So don't paint a broad brush against people who don't look like us and label them all as racist, because they're not. Just like all of us aren't thieves or murderers. For those outside of our family, here it is. Black folks ain't looking for no handouts. Only a fair and equal opportunity to do good things for ourselves and our families and in furtherance of the tenets written in the founding documents of this great nation. If black people didn't see or read what was written in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, we wouldn't be asking for those rights. Well, yeah, we would. Since our ancestors were involuntarily removed from their homeland and have fought and sacrificed so much to make this country what it is now. All we are asking for are equal rights and equal opportunities to succeed in this great melting pot called the United States of America. That's not a hard ask or something too difficult to comprehend. Take workplace benefits, such as vacation time. If a company has a written policy that states all employees get 40 hours of vacation time each year, then all should mean all, right? Not just for men or for people who are Catholic or for certain races, but all categories of employees. And those denied that benefit based upon their race, religion, or gender should exercise their right to challenge their employer's actions in court, because that's what the U.S. Constitution states they can do. And this is why so many of my ancestors have chosen to challenge unlawful and discriminatory practices of private and public entities. Not to be difficult, but because it's an American right to do so. Since the ugly truths about all of our forefathers' actions related to slavery aren't pleasant to speak of, let's stop trying to brush them under the table and come together to make the United States of America truly one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One love.